And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 10th of April, 2012. It's the birthday of the man who said, "Tourists don't know where they've been, travelers don't know where they're going." Paul Theroux, born in Medford, Massachusetts, 1941. After college, went in the Peace Corps, taught school in Malawi, and he wrote. And 10 years after college graduation, he had written 10 books, and it was the 10th that made his reputation, a book called The Great Railway Bazaar, a travelogue of his 4-month trip across Asia. His advice for aspiring writers: leave home, because if you stay home, people will ask you questions that you can't answer. They say, "What are you going to write? Where will you publish it? Who's going to pay you? How will you make a living?" If you leave home, no one asks you questions like that. His advice for aspiring travel writers is the same: leave home, but without a companion and never by plane. Theroux prefers trains. He said, "Ever since childhood, I have seldom heard a train go by and not wished I was on it." It's the birthday of Anne Lamott, born in San Francisco, 1954. She was an alcoholic, an addict, who went into rehab, became a Christian, started teaching writing, published a journal of the first year of her son's life called Operating Instructions, came out in 1993 to great acclaim. Anne Lamott, who says, "Nothing can break the mood of a piece of writing like bad dialogue. My students are miserable when they are reading an otherwise terrific story to the class and then hit a patch of dialogue that is so purple and expositional that it reads like something from a childhood play by the Gabor sisters. I can see the surprise on my students' faces because the dialogue looked okay on paper, yet now it sounds as if it were poorly translated from their native Hindi." It was on this day, 1925, F. Scott Fitzgerald's The Great Gatsby was published. He had a hard time coming up with a good title. Some of his ideas were Among Ash Heaps and Millionaires, On the Road to West Egg, and The High Bouncing Lover. A month before, he'd asked his editor, Maxwell Perkins, to change the title from The Great Gatsby to either Trimalchio or Gold-Hatted Gatsby. Perkins said no, and then Fitzgerald wanted it changed to Under the Red, White, and Blue, but it was too late. And it's the birthday of William Hazlitt, born in Maidstone, England, 1778. When he was 19, he walked 10 miles to hear Samuel Coleridge, and then he walked 200 miles to visit Coleridge at home. He became a journalist and essayist for newspapers. He wrote about art and sports, including boxing, drama, politics. He reviewed books, and then he took up lecturing, which was lucrative. He was an innovator in the development of the personal essay, the essay written in the first person, more discursive, free to wander away from the main theme. William Hazlitt, who said, "Without the aid of prejudice and custom, I should not be able to find my way across the room." Hazlitt said, "The most silent people are generally those who think most highly of themselves." Here's a poem for today by Carl Dennis entitled Ingratitude. "Spring, I remembered you all these months. I spoke of the green yard under the snow to my slumped visitors. I sobered the giddy neighbors. You may think you're still happy, I cautioned, but recall the tea roses, the lost leaves of the dogwood tree. But now you have fallen upon us, spring, without warning, so much greener than I remembered. Friends I kept from forgetting laugh at me as they run outside for falling so short in your praise." Ingratitude by Carl Dennis from his New and Selected Poems, 1974 to 2004. Published by Penguin Books, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, written by Heather McPherson. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.